This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli officials say three people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The military said the gunman Sunday approached the Allenby Bridge crossing from the Jordanian side in a truck and opened fire at Israeli security forces who killed the assailant. It said the three killed were Israeli civilians. Israeli first responders said the victims were men in their 50s. There was no immediate comment from Jordan, which made peace with Israel in 1994, but is fiercely critical of its policies toward the Palestinians. In Gaza, meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike killed five people, including two women, two children, and a senior civil defense official. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Former Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain. Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez confirmed the move on Sunday.
I can confirm that Edmundo Gonzalez is currently flying to Spain in the Spanish Air Force plane at his request. He has also requested the right to asylum, which obviously the Spanish government will process and grant.
He earlier confirmed on X that the opposition leader had departed on a Spanish military airplane, adding that Spain was, quote, committed to the political rights, unquote, of all Venezuelans. Caracas said it had agreed to his safe passage. Russia said on Sunday that its forces had taken full control of Novohrebdivka in eastern Ukraine as Moscow's forces advance on the strategically important city of Pokrovsk. Russian forces, which control about a fifth of Ukraine since invading in February 2022, are advancing in an attempt to take the whole of the Donbas. This is VOA News. Former President Donald Trump posted a warning on his social media site, Truth Social, threatening to jail those, quote, involved in unscrupulous behavior, unquote, this election. Trump wrote late Saturday, quote, when I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences so that this depravity of justice does not happen again, unquote. He again sowed doubt about the integrity of the election, even though cheating is incredibly rare. Trump's post comes just before his first and likely only debate against Vice President Kamala Harris. Colt Gray's aunt of the Georgia high school shooting told the Washington Post the teenager's mother called the school 30 minutes before the Wednesday shooting to warn them of an emergency involving her son. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the shooter's past issues with threats.
Georgia teen Colt Gray, charged with fatally shooting four people at his high school Wednesday, was interviewed by a Jackson County investigator in May 2023 about whether he made an online threat on Discord.
I promise I will never say something like that.
You haven't used Discord?
At the time, the then 13-year-old said he was hacked. In the same 2023 interview, investigators asked his dad, Colin Gray, about keeping guns in the house and if he knew about a school shooting threat, which he denied.
All the guns will go away.
The dad said he spoke to his son about safety.
All the school shootings, things that happen.
Yeah,
all,
scary.
Hey, are you getting picked on at school? He is. He's getting picked on at school.
The father is also charged in the deaths of the two students and two teachers. I'm Julie Walker.
Algerian presidential candidate Abdelali Hassani Cherif's campaign reported election violations from Saturday's vote, with results still pending. The campaign cited pressure on polling officials to inflate results, failure to provide vote records, and cases of proxy voting. Military-backed President Abdulmajid Tebboune is widely expected to win a second term. Papuans in Vanimo, a small town on Papua New Guinea's remote northwest coast, say they feel blessed by Pope Francis's visit.
So to me, I'm very proud of people coming to Papua New Guinea. It's a big thing to us, yeah. We people of Sanda, we are very proud.
Francis is halfway through his 12-day tour of the Asia-Pacific and will head to East Timor and Singapore before returning to Rome in September. For more stories and expanded coverage, head to voanews.com 24 hours a day and follow Voice of America on social media on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.